This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kurt Marth from Oakley serves as chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission. And Kurt, the Kansas Soybean Commission was one of five state grain commodity commissions whose results of recent elections for District 7, 8, and 9 were announced by the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
In District 7, Gary Robbins is going to be the commissioner for that district. He grows soybeans in Pottawatomie County. Gary is a fourth-generation farmer from Hazleton. He is a current member of several commodity and community organizations, including the Kansas Soybean Association, the Kansas Corn Association, and Kansas Wheat Association. Gary is a past participant in the DuPont Young Leaders Program and the Syngenta Leadership Program. Gary takes the place of Jim Swanager, who has served since 2004. Jim will be missed by all, as he's been a longtime commissioner and has filled the position very well. In District 8, we didn't have anybody running in for that position, so the commission has appointed Bob Hazelwood to fill that position. Bob has been serving there for quite a few years, so he is very familiar with the commission and what processes that we take care of. In District 9, Mike Beller was elected. He is a soybean, corn, wheat, and hog farmer in Elk County. He's very active in several associations, including the Kansas Soybean Association, the Kansas Wheat Growers, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Farm Bureau. He's also in the Kansas Livestock Association and Kansas Pork Association. He has also been involved with leadership roles on the Local Farm Credit Board, the Farm Service Agency, County Committee, and Local Farm Bureau Board. Beller is a graduate of Fort Hays State University with a BS in Ag Business. And he has also been serving in this position for a while, so he also understands what the commission, and he's very focused on watching over the checkoff dollars and how it's being spent for the Kansas soybean farmers in Kansas.
Now, those three positions were for Eastern Kansas district positions. I know there's going to be elections for the central counties, districts 4, 5, and 6, and those who are interested in that position, that's due later this year?
Yes, it is. Usually they are due by November 30th of the year. So if anybody's interested in serving in a commission position, they need to go online to the KDA, and you can pick up the petition that you have to fill out. What you have to do is get 20 signatures from area farmers in your area to sign them up to vote in the commodity elections.
That's Kurt Marth from Oakley, who serves as chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.